You're listening to the Ask Coach Parry podcast. If you'd like to join thousands of other runners from around the world who are getting direct access to Coach Parry, his science-backed training plans that work, and a community of runners to motivate you and hold you accountable, then head over to coachparry.com/ask.
You're listening to the Ask Coach Parry podcast, and today we've got a question from Lundy that is injury-related. We've got Lindsay Parry with us once again. Lindsay, nice to see you. Lundy's saying, I've been feeling a bit of a niggling pain in my right glute when running for about 2 weeks. Since my last workout on a track, that was when it started a couple of weeks ago, and have now missed a few of my long runs. It's painful when I start, but once the run is going, it usually gets less intense, but does not go away completely. I've also noticed that the faster I run, the more I feel it, and conversely, the slower, the less intense the pain is. I'm guessing I may have overdone it a bit on the track. Do you think it's bad enough that I need to consult a doctor or medical practitioner? I'm just wondering, shall I reduce the intensity of my interval runs a bit, slow my goal times down? What advice can you give Lundy in a case like this?
Yeah, so Lundy, the good news there is that when you drop the intensity significantly there, it makes a large impact on the degree of discomfort. So the first thing I would encourage you is no intensity. Drop all the intensity out of your training plan. And if you can get the intensity to a point where there is no progress, in other words, during a run, so you've already said that when you start, you can feel it, then it feels better. Now, if we can maintain that status quo and get it to almost zero, that's great. Then you can continue to train, provided that within the first 30 minutes to 2 hours after exercise, that pain isn't increasing over time. So that pain after exercise, we also want to stay the same or slowly get better. And then the third component to this is if these things are in place, I would absolutely seek out treatment, because then you can treat it while you do some exercise. You can also do things like stationary cycling or elliptico if those allow you to exercise and have no pain. And if you can't exercise and at the very least have no progress, ideally we want it to be slowly getting better, but if there is progression in the discomfort, then we need to rest and seek treatment. But either way, with this type of where you describe and what where it started, that is probably either your proximal hamstring attachment and or your glute, and you do need to get some preferably physiotherapy. And we just really what we need to figure out is, can you do the physiotherapy in conjunction with some easy training, or do you need 4 to 7 days of rest, treatment, and then we start again?
Yeah, and as we said a couple of weeks ago, Lindsay, often people don't want to take any time off because they think they're going to lose fitness, but sometimes you are better served just to take a step back, rest a few days, totally get treatment, and you're back on track and you haven't lost any fitness and feeling better for it, as opposed to pushing through, breaking down more, and then you're off for 10 days, 2 weeks, and then you do start losing fitness.
Yeah, absolutely. So Eleni has taken at least one positive step, and that's that she knows that it was caused by the speed work, and so that is out.
Yeah.
But now we just need to take the next step and go, okay, well, we want it better. So how are we going to get better the fastest? Is it going to be with a few treatments and some easy training? Is it going to be with 3 days off treatment and then we go again?
Brilliant. Great question. Thank you very much for that, Lindsay. We'll catch up again soon.
Cheers, Brad.
Hey, it's Brad again. Before I go, did you know that most running training plans don't take your age into account? That's why most runners over the age of 50 are constantly running in some sort of pain or battling a niggling injury. That's why they always feel tired and fatigued, and it's also the reason why their endurance fades as they get older. It's the number one reason they seem to get slower and slower year after year, even though it feels like they're training harder than ever. If you'd like to discover a new way to train as you get older, then make sure you join us for our upcoming Faster Beyond 50 Masterclass. Simply head over to coachparry.com/50 or click on the link in your podcast player now.